You're listening to Mom Talk, the online community radio show connecting moms across Canada and around the world. Join Helen, Kara, and Tracy, the parenting team from CanadianParents.com, as they talk all things mom. Mom Talk, a podcast for moms, by moms, because we're all in this together.
Hi, everyone. This is Helen.
I'm Kara.
And I'm Tracy.
From MomTalk.ca. Does a vision of sugar plums send you running from the kitchen? Preparing for the holiday season and all the tasty treats that come with it can be a challenge in today's busy world. We want all the goodies, but either don't have the time or the interest in doing all the work our mothers and grandmothers did in Christmases past. So what is the solution? For many, the solution is an exchange. Bake one recipe and share it with your friends, and they do the same. They enjoy your favorite recipe, and you enjoy theirs. Okay, so Kara, I know you participate in a cookie exchange like this, but it actually is with CPOers. Why don't you tell us about it?
Yes, I do. Actually, I'm involved in a cookie exchange that started about 2 years ago, and I met these ladies through the New Brunswick message board on CPO, and we actually formed a playgroup together and then got together regularly at least once a week, sometimes once a month, and, you know, depending on our schedules. And so then we decided we were going to do a cookie exchange. So there's five of us that get together. Each of us brings 5 dozen cookies with us of the same type, and then we all exchange, and we get to go home with 5 different types of cookies, and it's great. It's a nice way for us to get together just before the holidays and catch up and without any kids around, which is a rarity in most of our lives. So it's a nice way for us to get together.
I think that's a great idea, Kara. And I would imagine more cook exchanges will start up as more and more Canadian parents connect through the CPO message boards. So before we start sharing tips on maybe how to organize one of these exchanges, I thought Tracy might like to share her twist on this traditional cookie exchange. Tracy, what is it that you have just started doing?
Well, throughout the years, I've been to all different types of cookie exchanges, depending on where I live or what kind of group I'm involved in. But last year, it was actually a group of us that got together to scrapbook every week. So we decided that one night, I think it was our first night that we met in December, we called it a cookie exchange, but we decided that we could also, instead of bringing cookies, we could bring snacks or appetizers that would be handy to have in your fridge or your freezer for the holiday season. And for me, I found that a really good idea because I found that often my family really prefers snacky foods versus sweets. And another problem I found was that when I was doing a cookie exchange, sometimes the cookies just weren't getting eaten because the kids, I don't know if my family's really fussy or not, but they kind of don't trust other people's cooking, and I found that a lot of the cookies I was getting were going to waste. So this year, some of us started bringing appetizer things, and what I did was every year I make this delicious cheese log, and everybody loves it. So what I did for the cookie exchange was I got little jars from the dollar store. I made up the cheese log recipe, and I filled each jar with the cheese log, which isn't really a cheese log, but it is, but it's not shaped in a log, but it's actually in a little jar, and I decorated the jar with just some nice Christmas ribbon, and everyone went home with a little bit of cheese log. And also, of course, I brought a lot for everyone to munch on and nibble during the evening, but I must say that a lot of people really, really enjoyed it, and everybody asked for the recipe afterwards. So we decided that this year what we're going to do is expand on the idea and bring in more sort of hors d'oeuvres and snacky items instead of just cookies. So we're thinking that, you know, if someone makes a really nice spicy jelly, or if you wanted to even provide like stuffed mushrooms for everybody, they could just put in their freezer and then pop out and heat up some evening when people drop over, or meatballs or candied walnuts or one of those munchy mixes or popcorn mixes that you make, you could bring in bags with a nice ribbon around them. So, yeah, that's just kind of a twist to the normal cookie exchange, and it's probably a lot healthier than actual sweets. So,
yeah, I think that's a great idea, either doing it as a combination so you get a little bit of appetizer, a little bit of sweets, or just doing the appetizers. I think for Kara, the cookie exchange probably is good because their group is small. I've participated in cookie exchanges where there have been a lot of people, and it just seems like you do get so much, and I end up putting the items into containers and then donating them, because there's just no way that we would ever be able to eat all of that.
Yeah, I think any more than 5 people, it would just probably be too much, be overkill. Mm-hmm.
Right. So let's start with that. Like, just as far as if people are listening and they're interested in putting together one of these exchanges, you need to start with a place. So usually you host one of these in somebody's home, and it would need to be a home that's large enough to hold however many people are going to be part of your exchange. Now, if we went with Kara's suggestion of not having more than, say, 5 people for a cookie exchange, and you wanted to, say, have 10 or 12 of your girlfriends, maybe you could combine it so you use part of Tracy's idea and part of Kara's idea, and then maybe let people sign up for a sweet or a savory. Do you think that's a good idea, or do you think it's better just to kind of hope for the best and then...
Well, I think it's a good idea to let people know kind of what you're bringing, because then you're not going to show up with everyone with a dozen of chocolate chip cookies. So
yeah,
we try and share kind of what the general idea of our recipe is that we're going to be bringing so that we don't end up with doubles.
Yeah, I think that's a really good idea. Also, if there are any sort of allergies, I think it's a good idea to let people know within the exchange whether or not there's something like that they need to worry about. And then my mom always participated in the exchange, but in those days, she would put out trays of food and somehow it was all eaten because we had people coming and going, and I think people, maybe they ate more sweets back then. But her cookie exchange, not only did they make very nice sweets, like there weren't any cookies or Rice Krispie squares, they're all nice squares or nice tarts and like smaller cookies, things you could kind of just take a bite out of or even like just mouse bite size. But they also took the time to really make the presentation nice. So often they would be sharing like maybe a nice Christmas plate or something. So the presentation was also there. Tracy, you said that you put yours into jars and you made it look really pretty. Kara, do you find that you do that?
I do. I go all out. I usually go and I buy Christmas containers or tins and the nice cello wrap to put the cookies inside and put them in. I usually print up the recipe as well and put that in with the cookies. So then everyone has a copy of the recipe as well.
And the dollar store is a great place to get cute containers.
Yes, and I've picked up some Christmas containers at Walmart too, reusable plastic ones that you can use over and over again every year as well.
So once you have your place and you have an idea of like what sort of exchange you're going to have, how do you know who to invite? Because with my mom, there would be people in her exchange she might not really see much during the year. They're just people who she may have known when she was younger, and it was just their way of reconnecting. So how do you know, like, do you go with close friends, or do you just go with kind of a group of people who you think will work well together?
Well, for us, it's the group of moms that we all got together, and, you know, we all have one thing in common, and that's our kids. So usually the conversation ends up rolling over to our kids in the evening, but it's just nice to catch up with everyone because a few of the ladies have gone back to work now, so we don't get to see them as often because they're not home with their kids and coming to play group with us as often. So I find, you know, getting some people together that you have something in common is a great way of having an exchange.
Yeah, I find it's usually through an existing group of people that these things more or less develop.
Right.
And it's not really something that you can just say, oh, I'm going to have a cookie exchange and then invite people. The people that you're inviting really have to agree that, yes, they want to be part of it, and it's a commitment for them.
Right.
So, you know, you've got to, you know, it's not just a matter of saying, oh, you're invited. You've got to say, well, would you?
Yeah, like, you need to go out and get the people who are participating secured.
Yeah.
So that you don't end up with, like, 2 people.
Exactly.
Right. And then I know with the exchanges I have participated in, initially it was that you would bring an item for each person at the party. Now we've changed it where you bring 6 items and you go home with 6 items. There's often 20 or 22 ladies there, but there's always enough for everyone to have 6 things. So it just means that if somebody decides not to come or something happens, that it isn't one person is missing. So, and it actually has turned out better for a lot of people because for many of us, it's not about even getting the cookies or if it was savory. It's not as much about getting the food. It's just more having the excuse to get together with people that you don't get a chance to see often.
Yeah.
And I think that's how it has evolved over the years. So I guess if you are going to go big because you have maybe a large group, maybe it's your scrapbook group or something, maybe even if you don't want to overwhelm people by saying, okay, you have to make 20 dozen cookies, just keeping the numbers down so that everyone just gets a few And then you can still and yep. still enjoy it.
Right? Another thing to point out, too, is timing as well, when you're going to have it, because there may be some recipes that someone's bringing that don't freeze well. So if you're going to have things that are perishable, you may want to do it a little bit closer to Christmas. So for instance, we always do ours just the week before Christmas. That way, if there's things that can't be frozen, they're going to get eaten up within a few days of Christmas coming.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. We always do ours at the beginning of December, so there is some freezing that takes place. So I guess if you are going to have it in advance, when you do ask people to make a commitment to whatever they're going to be making, make sure that it is something that can freeze. One tip I have to share, and I guess it was my own stupidity, but I came home from one exchange and things weren't really in containers that would sit well, so I decided to put them all into a couple containers. Well, one of the recipes was a ginger recipe. By Christmas, everything tasted like ginger.
Oh.
So if you are transferring things into containers to put in the freezer, watch that you are not combining anything that's really strong like a ginger. And then what about the actual night of the exchange? Everybody comes with their items with the intent that they're going to exchange. Like, I think it's a good idea to make sure you bring a box because you want to keep everything flat. So a bag isn't really the best option. What else should the participants bring?
Well, obviously, if you're bringing a box, then you'll have a box to bring your things back again. And we usually bring a snack or an appetizer for the evening as well because we don't want to dig into our goodies yet because we want to bring them home.
Right.
So we all just bring some sort of an appetizer or a little snack food or sweet to eat that evening and while we chit-chat.
So that everything isn't left to the hostess.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. And another thing I think we should consider is focusing on the fact that it is really a time to get together, and that's kind of one of the main reasons why we have these things. If we do invite people that aren't interested in participating in the actual swap, that either don't feel like baking or don't care for taking any food home, invite them anyway, because they'll just invite them to have a good time and a nice little Christmas visit.
Definitely, yeah.
I think that's a great idea, Tracy, because I know the last couple of years I haven't participated in our cookie exchange. My schedule just hasn't allowed like that extra time for baking, that quantity of food. And I kind of feel like I shouldn't go because I'm not taking anything. And I am positive that the girl who hosts it probably wouldn't feel that way. So I think it is nice if you're inviting people to let them know that they're welcome to come if they really can't participate in the actual exchange.
Yeah.
But, you know, once you say you're going to be part of an exchange, you need to follow through.
Yeah, definitely.
So, Kara, I don't know how many recipes have been exchanged on Canadian Parents, and we are going to put together a collection of recipes in Holiday Headquarters, as we do every year. But can you think of some items that might freeze better than others when it comes to recipes? If someone's out there and doesn't have, like, a favorite recipe, can you think of something that might do well on a plate as well as in the freezer?
Squares usually work pretty well for freezing. Generally, things with cream, I find, don't do as well in the freezer. I just find that it separates a little bit. Like anything that has any type of milk in it sometimes doesn't do so well in the freezer. There's quite a few recipes. I know that we had a challenge back in February. It was a cookie challenge. And the moderator of our cooking recipes and mealtime board, Little Birdie, she put out a challenge for everyone to post their cookie recipes. So there's quite a few great cookie recipes, and I actually bumped the thread up recently. So you'll probably see it there, and you can get all kinds of ideas for cookies there.
Great.
That's great. Well, thank you very much for joining us today. To learn more about today's podcast, visit mumtalk.ca. And don't forget to drop by Canadian Parents Message Boards, where you'll find the Christmas Club along with other holiday boards, including festive food, toy talk, and holiday traditions.